Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. U.S. House Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the hot seat in a three-hour Senate hearing yesterday, answering questions about vaccines, COVID, and CDC firings.
We need bold, competent, creative new leadership at CDC. People able and willing to chart a new course.
With me now, CBS News congressional correspondent Nicole Killian in Washington, D.C. Nicole, talk about the overall tone of this hearing, because it sounds like he faced some hard questions from both sides of the aisle.
Yeah, no, this was very fiery. The frustration was really palpable on all sides, not just from the lawmakers, both Democrats and Republicans, but also from the secretary himself. You know, I was sitting not far from where he was testifying. At times, you know, he would wave his hand, kind of wag his finger at lawmakers as he pushed back against some of their accusations. So this was quite a contentious hearing.
Do you feel like we got any answers out of this?
Well, I think that's a question for lawmakers, and many of them would probably tell you no. So it remains to be seen if we will see more hearings involving the secretary. You know, I would note that one of the key senators in that room, Senator Bill Cassidy, he's a member of the Senate Finance Committee, which held the hearing, but he is also the chair of the Senate Health Committee, which oversees HHS and the CDC. He has been very clear that he wants to see more oversight, although yesterday when I asked him following the hearing if he plans to call the secretary back, he wouldn't say.
I'm wondering, too, you know, if even maybe they didn't get answers yesterday, does this amp up public pressure on RFK Jr.?
Well, I think that might have been the hope among Democrats, and I think that is why you saw them with some really pointed exchanges with the health secretary, you know, questioning some of his conflicting statements or what they felt were just simply bad policy on the part of the administration and his views on vaccines, whether that is replacing a key vaccine advisory panel or restricting COVID shots. You know, those are all things that Democrats brought to the fore. But there were also some Republicans, too, who asked very pointed questions, among them Bill Cassidy, as I mentioned, but also Senator John Barrasso, who is a top Senate GOP leader and also a physician, just like Bill Cassidy. So, you know, he got it from all sides.
You mentioned more oversight. Is there any suggestion that his job is in jeopardy?
Well, it doesn't seem to be the case at the moment. I mean, he may be on thin ice with some lawmakers, but last night we did hear from President Trump, who said that, you know, a lot of people like him. He just has a different take. So the president seems to still have confidence in the secretary. We also saw Vice President J.D. Vance put out a tweet with some pretty colorful language, but he too defended the secretary and really chastised his former Senate colleagues, particularly Democrats, for how they conducted the hearing.
That is CBS News congressional correspondent Nicole Killian. Nicole, thank you so much for your time.
You bet.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.